Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin. Here, the last daf here of the second parak, and we are on Tez Zayin Mabez, and we continue discussing Kiddush HaChodesh. So what just happened in the last Mishnah? The last Mishnah, we had that there was a machlokas, there was some Edim that said they saw the moon, and then the moon was not visible the following night. So some Rabbi Gamliel said, oh, it's okay. It's okay. He said that they could still be telling the truth. Maybe it was cloudy the night, the second night. But the others, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinah, said, "Edei shekerhein, they're liars. It can't be. It can't be that the moon was visible one night, the molid, and the following night it wasn't." And Rabbi Yeshua says, "Ro'ani esvarecha." Rabbi Yeshua agrees with Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinah against Rabbi Gamliel. So now we have a somewhat well-known story regarding what happened then when there was a machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Nasi, and Rabbi Yeshua, who was, so to speak, the second in command. And Rabbi Gamliel had to show his authority, and we assume he was doing it l'shem shamayim because he didn't want the splintering of the psak. So says the Mishnah, Shalcha Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent to Rabbi Yeshua a message. Right, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh was the following day, so Yom Kippur was going to be one day later. Yom Kippur was going to be on the 11th day, according to Rabbi Gamliel. So whatever Rabbi Gamliel said, Rabbi Gamliel didn't want people to follow Rabbi Yeshua. So Gozer ani alecha, I decree upon you, Shetavo etzli b'makelcha u'b'mosecha, I want you to come with your walking stick and with your money belt, biyom shechal yom kippurim lios b'cheshboncha. I want you to come on the day that you think is Yom Kippur. I need you to come that day to show everyone that you are meshuba, you are kafuf to me as the nasi. He felt that that was what the Jewish people, what Am Yisrael needed at that time. The Maritz Chayes has a comment on Daf Chafhei. Here in Rosh Hashanah, he quotes from the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah, says in Shorish Aleph, "Mashomer b'sifri afilo omer lecha yeminshu small nomer lo b'kach ata mitzave kemoshe nohag Reb Yeshua." Right, so the Chazal that we know Rashi and the Ramban discuss, I feel Yamin Shu Smov al Smol Shul Yamin in Parsha Shoftim. Even if you think the right is left and left is right, right? So you have to listen. So, and the Raya that the Ramban brings to that is this story of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel forced Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua thought Rabbi Gamliel was wrong. Edi Sheker, but still, so says the Maritz Chayes, I don't think that's such a Raya. I don't think, out of all the rayas that you could bring to show that somebody's meshubit and kafuf in halacha, I don't think this is a raya, because dafka bekiddush hachodesh, we say, the halacha is the halacha, even if they make a mistake. Now, usually, if you make a mistake in psak, you made a mistake. This is the concept of being chozerbo, to different types of mistakes, to b'shikol adas, to b'tvar mishnah. But here, v'raya zos eineni makir, says the Maritz Chayes, I don't think this story is a raya for kala Torah kula, that you have to listen to rabbis, even if they're mistaken, so to speak. To kiddush hachodesh ayini, shetali rak bebezdin. Right? It's tali on bezdin. V'atem afilu mezidin. Right? Remember we said that the Baitusim even hold of that. Aval shar dine Torah, mashma, meresh par kama daharios, tehecha de ta visavar mitzvah lishmoa divir chachamim, chayev karban al kapanim. Okay, so he discusses that. You might say that this isn't such a raya to kala Torah kula, but this is the, suggestion of the Maritz Chayes. Okay, so you have to come that day. So halach umatzar Rabbi Akiva meitzar. So what happened? Rabbi Akiva found Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua was very upset. Very upset. Amarlo. But Rabbi Akiva says to him, as Rabbi Akiva always is positive and optimistic and uplifting to all of those around him. Amarlo v'yeshli l'lamed. Let me teach you. Shekol ma'asher Rabbi Gamliel asui. Remember, whatever Rabbi Gamliel did, it works. He's the Nasi, and if he decides, Shenemar, Elamode Hashem, Mikroi Kodesh, Asher Tikru Osam. As they called them, Hashem gave him the power. Right? We had earlier the Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits, then the Bezon Shomala waits for the Bezon Shomata. Whenever the Bezon Shomata decides, that's it. Bein Bezmanan, Bein Shalom Bezmanan, Ein Li Modos Ela Elu. It's just these, right? And Bezdin has the power to decide. Period. So the Gemara says, Eitzel Mishalach. So ask the Gemara, so who exactly, it says in the Mishnah, Shalach Lo Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel said to who? Was it to Rabbi Dosa, or who was the original one who argued, or Rabbi Yeshua, who was just maskim to Rabbi Dosa? So we already answered, but Eitzel Mishalach, so Min Madatani, Am Rabbi Yeshua. since Rabbi Yeshua was the one that said, Noach ha'eli mutal alamita, I'd rather have been sick in bed and not been able to get out of bed than have to be forced to listen to Rabbi Gamliel. V'lo shalach Rabbi Gamliel adavar zeh. If I would have been sick in bed and had the flu, he wouldn't have made me get out of bed. He didn't want me to get sick, so I would rather have been sick in bed. So the fact that Rabbi Yeshua said that, it must be that he was the one. Hada'am reitzel Rabbi Yeshua shilach. It must be that he was the one that Rabbi Gamliel sent to. Again, there was a history between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. We don't know which story happened when, right? But the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah story, Rabbi Yeshua and Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, remember that was the story of Maseches Brachos on Daf Chav Zayin, where the Gemara speaks about Tfilas Arvis Rishus and Tfilas Arvis Chova. And in the middle, the Maisa Tamanacha Shabalafne Rabbi Yeshua. There was a story in front of Rabbi, a Talmud came in front of Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara says at the end, who was the Talmud? Rishur Mayachai. Right, he hit the Rabbi Yeshua and said, "Tfilas Arvis Rishus or Chova?" So he said, "Chova." Amalei v'halo Rabbi Yeshua. I'm sorry. Amalei Rishus. Balfei Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua says Rishus. He asked Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said Chova. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei Rishus. Rabbi Yeshua said Rishus. Oh, Rabbi Gamliel, you say Chova? It says Rabbi Yeshua says Rishus. He was like the assistant. So Amalei. So they said, wait till the Bali Trisim come into the Beis Hamedrash. We've quoted in the past Rav Cook's thought on the Bali Trisim. But when they came in, Amana Shoal, the questioner asked again. V'shal Tfilas Arvis Rishus or Chova? Rabbi Gamliel says Chova. And then Rabbi Gamliel turns to the crowd and says, does anybody here argue on that? Does anybody here argue on that? And he already been told that Rabbi Yeshua holds Rishus. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says live. No, nobody argues. Nobody argues. Amalei, I heard in your name that you said Rishus. Amalei, and it doesn't say that Rabbi Yeshua answered. Kind of kept quiet because he had covered for Amalei Yoshua Amod Araglecha via Idu Becha. Stand up. Amad Rabbi Yeshua Araglav Amar Ilmarle Ani Chai Vehu Meis Yochel Achai Lachishas Ameis. Right? If one of I could contradict somebody who died already, but I can't contradict somebody who was alive. So he had to stand there. Rabbi Gamliel Yoshev V'Doreish Rabbi Yeshua Omed Al Raglav. He made Rabbi Yeshua stand up the entire shir. Acherinenu Kol Ha'am Va'Amru L'Chutzpes Amaturgamen Amod. Finally, the rest of the base bedrash made Rabbi Gamliel stop giving shir. Enough already. Enough embarrassing him, making him stand. Va'Amri. And then they said, they knew it. Akamanitzare, right? Barash Hashanah Eshtakid Tzare. Rosh Hashanah, that's the story. Last year, Rosh Hashanah, that happened first. This happened afterwards. Last year, Rosh Hashanah, you paint him. Bibachoros, Bimaisa, Rabbi Tzadok, Tzare. He quotes another story with Rabbi Tzadok, also, Magana Raglecha. Hachanami, three times? Right? They removed him. That's where they removed him from the position, right? That's where they get the whole story. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. And it was Ben Azariah. Okay, so this was the story of Rabbi. So who they sent to? Obviously Rabbi Yeshua. Bi'an Mishilach. Who sent the message? Who sent the message to Rabbi Yeshua to come with his money belt and his stick? Ben Matutani Kalashar Azeh. Maybe because Rabbi Akiva was the one talking to him afterwards, he must be the one that went on Marlo. And after Rabbi Akiva said to him, "Don't worry, even if you made a mistake, this is the halacha." Nichamtani Akiva, Hada Amar, Amra Biyad Rabbi Akiva Shilach. The Gemara assumes it wasn't just Rabbi Akiva meeting him afterwards, but Rabbi Akiva was the one that sent the message and gave him Nechama, that said, don't worry, Rabbi Gamliel is the Nasi, and whatever he says is gonna go anyway. Ma Haya Lola Lamed, right? What exactly did Rabbi Akiva teach him? Rabbi Yeshua knew the halacha too. Atem Afilu Mutin, Afilu de Mezid, no, didn't he know the halacha? So Amar Reb Yosa, was new Yodin Hayinu Shem Kitshush Lobeidim Shum Makudash, right? They knew already that if Bezdin Lachadchili is supposed to have witnesses that see the Molad, but what if Bezdin decides we're not waiting for witnesses, we're going to be Makadesh now without the Edim? It works. So they knew it works without Edim, but does it work based on false Edim? Right, that was the question. Because what happened here? Remember the Edim saw it on the night of the going into between, they saw it on 29, but they didn't see it on 30. So like, how can that be? If they saw it the first night, it's gotta be seen the second night. So, fine if they do it themselves, it works. But what if they would do it my, ba, lohaid, right? So what was Rabbi Akiva teaching Rabbi Yeshua? Shem kitshuvi acharka chrimsu edim zomamin, harizem mekudash. Right? Even wrong, false witnesses relying on them, that also is mekudash. That was the chiddush that he taught Rabbi, Yehoshua, and he gave him some chizuk. That's the steps. If you look at the Chazon Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky, on this Tosefta, that's how he understands the this idea. If you look in Beis, in the beginning of Perek Beis, Aval Kishabakachal Pi Re'ia Ube Edim Oz Hakadas Edim Talia Milsa Vim Hokshu Nimsu Edim Zomimin Enam Akudash. And it's still Makudash in that way as well. Okay. Says the Gemara, V'hataninan, we learned in our Mishnah already, remember the 40 pairs that went, or did Rabbi Akiva stop them from going because it was, they weren't needed. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Gila said, don't stop them because then they're not going to know the next time. But what were we medayik? Because they were 40, Rabbi Akiva said, you know what? Stop. We don't need so many. Mashma, what if it was only one pair? If it was only one pair of Edim, Rabbi Akiva wouldn't have stopped them from being Mechal Shabbos and going. But one second. If the halacha is that you don't even need Edim, Bezdin could do it without Edim, so why didn't he stop them even if it was just one kat, one group? No answer given. But what is the answer? The Mefarshim explained, what is the answer? Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says, because it's an easy answer. The easy answer is, but it's still lacharchila to be mekadesh al pi edim. If they did it without edim, so then it works, but that's not lacharchila. And for the lacharchila, you know, you can, he would have allowed them. What does this relate to? We've discussed in the past a shita found in the Rishonim that many other Rishonim argue on. And that is, can you have a lechadchila bidda oraisa? Can you have a din lechadchila bidda oraisa? Or do you say, if somebody's derabanan, you can say, okay, lechadchila, do it, but do you have it not? But can you have a lechadchila bidda oraisa? So there is a deya, Tosfos in the beginning of Maseches Gittin, and the Ritva quotes this a few times, that there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a, look in the last line of Tosfos Gimel and Mabez and Gittin. Demida Araisa ein chiluk bein lechadchila l'diavad. If you need something to Araisa, it must be Li'ikuva. It must be Li'ikuva. Wow, that's an amazing line. That's why the Ritva says, the Ritva, in a few places, I'll read it one place, Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, Hidr Mitzvah. The Ritva says Hidr Mitzvah must be a din d'rabanan. Why? Because the Gemara here there says Hidr Mitzvah is only din lechadchila. What does the Gemara say? According to the Rabbanan, that mitzvah la'agdo, there's a mitzvah to tie your lulav and hadasam and aravas together. Mitzvah la'agdo. But if you didn't, it's kosher. Why? Because it's based on zekeli me'anvei. It was just a lechadchila. Says the Ritva, that is a proof positive that hider mitzvah is only din to Rabbanan. Because if hider mitzvah is a daraisa, then it would have to be ma'akev. That's what the Ritva says. He says it later on, I think in the third parak too, but I'll read it to you from Yud Aleph in Sukkah. The lekel amemar to mitzvah laogdo lechadchila min haTorah ela diavad im loogdo kasher to hakol b'daraisa lo shani la bein lechadchila bein b'diavad. Any daraisa is no difference. Uparkidan dehainu mitzvah midrabanan mishum zekel v'yanveyu. So that is a chiddush gadol. There seems to be many cases, right? The Yevamos Daf Kuf. The Gemara, the Mishnah there quotes, how do you do chalitza? So the Mishnah says there are three parts to chalitza. One part is for sure ma'akev. One part for sure is not ma'akev. And one part is a machlokas. Taking off the shoe, that's for sure ma'akev. If she doesn't take off his shoe, that's not a chalitza. The kriyas apsukim is for sure not ma'akev. Right? If they don't call chalutza nal and the people that are witnessing it, that's for sure not ma'akev. The rakika is a machlokas. But what do you see from there? The kriyas apsukim is a dindaraisa. Pashtus. Right? According to the deis that say Rakika is not ma'akev. It says in the Torah, v'yarka b'fanav. It's a din d'araisa. And it's not ma'akev. How could the Ritva, how could Tosfos say that there's no difference with Chibah the Eved? You gotta give an answer to that question. Half an answer. I'm saying, so that's what's going on here. Cause what did the Gemara just end off by saying? Oh, if it would have been one, if Bezdin could do it even without Edim, so why wouldn't he have stopped one? So what's the answer to that? Because it's still a lechadchila. I what do you mean? But it's a lechadchila, that's not ma'akev, because you don't have to do it with Edim. This relates to that sugya. But the other makar that we quote sometimes in this context, and that's Tosfos in Nida Daf Samach Vav, where Tosfos there at least limits this principle. And maybe that's what some of the Rishonim need. That's what Tosfos asks, why isn't there, when somebody goes to the mikvah, there's no lechadchila to keep your mouth open under the water? right? All you need is ro'i l'bias mayim, right? You can't have a chatzitza inside your mouth. You can't have a bone stuck between your teeth, but there's no lechatchila to open up your eyes or open up your mouth under the water. Why not? Why is that? Satosa says, you can't have a lechatchila b'dieved when it comes to a matir, a mitzvah that's a matir. Meaning if this makes it mutter, then you can't say this is the best way to do it and this is the second best way to do it. It's either matir or it's not matir. So at least by those types of mitzvahs, the tefillah is going to be matir. So for sure there, it either works or doesn't work. So there can't be a lechatchila and b'dieved. There's no lechatchila. That's what Tosa says. Amaylo b'inan b'yas mayan lechatchila b'beis astarim k'mo bila v'kriya b'chalitzo b'bikurim v'yesh lomar de'ein svara. And Tosa is interesting. Contrast this dafka to chalitza, what we were just talking about. De'ein svara gabe tevila shelo hikpida Torah ela sheyitar ha'adam. The Torah wants you to be mutter. V'ein lomar de lechatchila liba'i. When it comes to a matir, it either works or it doesn't work. You can't say there's a lachadchila way of doing the matir and a b'dieved way not. No, it works or it doesn't work. By mitzvos, by ceremonial mitzvos, we might call it, where it's not a matir, but there's a better way to do it and not better way to do it, that's where we would say there's a chalitza b'dieved. But interesting, Tosis puts chalitza in the mitzvah element. There's a whole sugya. Chalitza itself might just be a matir, not just a mitzvah, right? The discussion of if a woman is 99 years old and the brother-in-law is 102 and they have no plans of getting married or have any more kids, is there a mitzvah chalitza? If the chalitza, if there's no kavana of having any more children, that's a machlokas in the achron. Okay, but that's Tosfos, Nida, Samach Vavam Abes. We continue. Says the Mishnah. Bala waits for Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus. So he comes to Rabbi Dosa. So Rabbi Dosa, remember, was the original one that said Eidi Sheker Haim, and Rabbi Yeshua argued with him. So agreed with him. Amar lo in bonanu ladun achar bezinus Rabbi Gamliel. You know, I he would say, I also disagree with Rabbi Gamliel, but you know what? We have to accept, because if we start questioning Rabbi Gamliel, tsrichin anu ladun achar kol bezdinu bezdin, we'll have to start questioning every bezdin in every generation. Shaman mimos Moshe bar Achshav. Right, once they give a psak, that's it. Right, this is part of the sugya of Das Torah, Da'as Torah, however you spell it. Again, this is within Torah. Right, how much do you extend this outside of Torah? Right, that's the modern application of that concept of is there Das Torah outside of halakhic questions? Right, this is the limited, the part that the Gemara talk and the Chazal talk about following Das Torah within halacha. Within Torah. Shenemar v'yal Moshe, I guess people might say, well, what's included in that? How large is that umbrella? That's part of the controversy. Shenemar v'yal Moshe v'aron Nadav aviv v'shivim b'gnei Yisrael. Right, it says by Har Sinai that Moshe Rabbeinu went up with Aaron, Nadav aviv, and the 70 great rabbis. V'lom alon esparshi shmosam shel zakenim. Why don't we know the names of these rabbis? It just says the 70 anonymous rabbis. Elo lamedcha to teach me, shekol shlosha u'shlosha she'amdu, Bezdin al Yisrael harein kebezdino shel Moshe. Because you know what? In any generation, if the names were given, so you might look at the three rabbis in your generation and say, you guys are nowhere near anybody in the earlier generations. You know what we could say now? We have no idea who those other 70 rabbis were. So maybe these three rabbis in my dar were like some of the others rabbis who also got to go partially to Har Sinai. That's why they're anonymous. They're anonymous, so nobody could say theirs are greater than those. That's what the Karban Eda says. Omrimlo, Shema Chashufu Kishloshim in Ashar, Shlodis Pasha Shmosam. Maybe they're like the others. So after that chizuk that Rabbi Yoshua got from Rabbi Akiva, and he got from Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, he picked up his money belt and his stick, and he walked on his Yom Kippur, when he wasn't allowed to do that, but he was. Right, to Rabbi Gamliel. Natar maklu ma'osa biyado, v'halach li yavna eitzal Rabbi Gamliel, biyom shechal yom kippurim lios b'cheshbono. He went on the day that Rabbi Gamliel says was the 11th day of Tishrei, but Rabbi Yeshua thought it was the 10th day of Tishrei, and that's the day that he went. Amad Rabbi Gamliel neshako al rosh Rabbi Gamliel, who by this time, you know, has, at least this was one of the earlier ones, but I guess next year he didn't stop embarrassing him. In the following story that we just read from Brachas, he kissed him on his head. V'yamar lo, bo v'shalom Rebbe v'talmidai. My Rebbe, my student, welcome. Rebbe b'chachma, Rebbe in chachma. It's interesting, he acknowledges that he has chachma. V'talmidai shekibalta alecha's dvarai. And talmidai because you were kafuf and you accepted my words. Period. There's a lot to say, obviously, about that, but we continue. Ksiv, Hashem, Asher, Asa, Es Moshe, Es Aaron, Ve Asher, Hel, Ve Gomer, where the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, when Shmuel Anavi is talking to Am Yisrael, giving a little Jewish history, Hashem, who made Moshe and Aaron, and he lists there, Shmuel lists a number of the leaders, Moshe and Aaron, and then he lists in the couple of psukim later, Vayishlach Hashem, Es Yerubal, Ves Bedon, Ves Yiftach, Ves Shmuel, these four. So first, in the first pasuk, he says Moshe and Aaron, and then in the second pasuk, he says Yerubal, Bedon, Yiftach, and Shmuel. Who are these people? Yerubal is Gidon. It's a nickname for Gidon, one of the Shoftim. Bedon is Shimshon. Yiftach plays himself. Yiftach is a Yiftach HaGiladi. Right. So three of the great Shoftim. So, but you see in these psukim, Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel, Yiftach, Gidon, and Shimshon. So they were great Shoftim. But there are major leaguers and there are less of major leaguers. We don't want to, they were shoftim, they were great leaders, but the Gemara, we're not saying anything new. The Gemara is putting them in two classes. Hikish, Shlosha, Kali, Olam, Lashlosha, Abire, Olam. The Gemara, the Psukim compare the three lower, more inferior leaders and the great leaders, Lametcha, to teach me. Shebez Dino, Shal Gidom, Shal Yetav, Shal Shimshon, Shkulam Kenegan, Moshe Aaron, Shmuel. To recognize that, as the Gemara says in the Bavli, Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmuel Bedoro. Right? All the leaders, you take your leaders that you have, and we don't think twice. Right? Where Moshe Feinstein writes this in his Akdama also, of the Igris Moshe. This is all you got. You got me. You got me. We'll take Rav Moshe. But he says, you know what? I'm writing this Sefer because of Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmuel Bedoro. Velo odes. Not only that, Elisha Samach HaGdolim, Mikana Mikana Vaktana Be'emsa. If you look at the wording, it was Moshe, Aaron, and then you have the three less, and then you have Shmuel. Meaning, if you would have had Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel first, you couldn't make this diuk. You might say these three are first, and then those three. But if the three are surrounded, you know, so then that's different. And don't tell me they're just ran in chronological order. You might have said that. You know, Shmuel's at the end, after all the shoftim. There's a question whether Shmuel was the last shofet, or the first navi. But it's not true, because if you look in the order, if you look in the order, right, Yerubal, Shimshon, and Yiftach are not written in order, right? So that's why it's, you can't just say it's written in order, but it was surrounded to give us this message. Yiftach is a very interesting figure. The Ramban, the last Ramban in Vayikra, quotes a machlokes between himself and the Ibn Ezra. What exactly happened? Remember, Yiftach was the one that said, Hashem, if you help me out, so then the first thing that comes out of my house, I'm going to give is a karban. And he thought it was going to be an animal. It ended up being his daughter. His daughter came out after he won. So what happened? It's not 100% clear in the story whether he actually killed his daughter and brought her as a karban, or he just sent her into the forest for the rest of his life. Either way, it was a tragic story, but that's the machlokas between the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra. The last, right, why is this there? Because that's where charamim are called about, giving charamim to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what he talks about, right? The mistake, right? It was a mistake between Yiftach and the Navi at the time. It was great. Obviously, it's not chal. A chair is not chal on a person. There's a chi misa on somebody who rebels. Don't be seduced by the nonsense that the Ibn Ezra. Again, he writes in his Akdama, I love him inside, but I'm just going to scream at him on the outside. Ha'omer ki pirish v'alayso la'ola, lomer im yeh hayotu v'dat debesi isho isha, kodashi parish bidarki olam lamu l'shoiz b'shem Hashem, right? Oh, it doesn't mean that. It means, no, Yiftach made a mistake. Right? The Ibn Ezra doesn't mean that. He just went into the forest. Okay, but this is the last Ramban here, about Yiftach. Again, each of these require more time. So Amar Rav Gamliel and Shagop Oshav Amar Lo Bo B'Shalom Rabbi V'Talmidai. Rabbi V'Chachma V'Talmidai B'Yerascheit. Rabbi V'Chachma V'Talmidai Shekomash and he goes there Alafu Mekayim. He listens to everything I decree. Ksiv Alufenu Misubalim. The pasuk says our leaders Misubalim are laden. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish. So we're going to flip around some of the words here based on the girsa of this Gemara that comes up elsewhere. I'm going to go through. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky has this girsa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar alufim sovlim ein ksiv kan. It doesn't say here that our leaders bear us. Ela alufenu misubalim. Our leaders are bared by us. Bishah shakatanim solvim es hagadolim. You switch those. The Am bears the burden of the Gedolim. Ein Peretz ve'ein Yotzeis ve'ein Tzvachah berchov Oseinu. That's the continuation of that pasuk. Then there's no screaming in the streets, but everything works out. Meaning, like the story just said, the Ketanim, you might think that the Ketanim, Rabbi Yeshua, is bearing the weight of Rabbi Gamliel, the leader, even though he thinks he's wrong. But that's what this has to do with the Gemara. He's burdened with Rabbi Gamliel, but he listens to him. Rishim ben Lakish, Misares Hadein Karya. Rabbi Lakish understands the pasuk like this. Alufim misablim ain't sivkan. What would that mean? Burdening others, right? Our leaders burdening others with laws. It doesn't say that. El alofenu misubalim. Our leaders are laden. Bishah shagadolim solven esaktanim. No, the great ones, like normally you would have thought it means, the great ones carry the small ones. Ein peretz v'ein yotzeis v'ein tzvachah berchov oseinu. As the pasuk in Tehillim continues, if that's true, if the great ones carry the small ones in their spirituality, so then there's no break and there's no screaming out in the streets. Period. Rabbi Shila Devkar Tamar to Rabbi Yochanan, Asa Yerech Lamoadim Shemesh Yada Mevo'o, the pasuk in Baruch Hinafshi. You make the months to for the holidays. Shemesh Yada Mevo'o. What does that mean? Says the Gemara. The Gemara darshins. Mishemesh Yada Mevo'o. Once the sun knows its path. That's another way of saying sunset. Once the sun knows its path, Asa Yerech Lamoadim, then you can make the month. Meaning, when there's a molar, remember we said a month is 29 days, 12 hours, somewhere. So it's never exactly, you know, a day. So the Gemara is saying here, when's Rosh Chodesh? When there's the sunset after the molar. Right? It's not from the molar mamish. Whenever the molar happens at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You don't start Rosh Chodesh from then. Whenever the molar is, the sunset after the molar starts day one of the next month. That's Mishemesh Yadam Avo, Asa Yerech Lamoadim. Amr Rebrechia says, and Mefarshim explain, there were two Mesoras that this Gemara is about to be based on. Number one, the molid of that first Nisan was on a Wednesday afternoon. Number one, the molid of the first Nisan was on a Wednesday afternoon. And number two weeks later, the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, Wednesday night, Thursday, that Thursday, they went from Ramses to Sukkos on a Thursday, that first day. So Amar Abrechya, assuming all that was true, again, the molid of Rosh Chodesh Nisan that year was on a Wednesday afternoon. And 2 weeks later, on the first day after Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Thursday, they went from Ramses to Sukkos, that Thursday. So Amar Abrechya, Ksiv, it says, Vayisumi Ramses b'Chodesh HaRishon, they went from Ramses to Sukkos on the Chodesh HaRishon, the Hemshech of the Pasuk, b'Chamisha Asar Yom l'Chodesh HaRishon. It was the 15th. So when they went on, right after Yetzias Mitzrayim, they went from Ramses to Sukkos, that Thursday was the 15th of the month. So, one second, think about it. If the molid was on a Wednesday afternoon, if you would go mamish, count Rosh Chodesh from that molid, 24 hours right from that molid, this should be the 16th of the month, not the 15th. It must be that after the molid, that's not day one yet. Once you have a sunset after the molid, again, the molid is when the moon first could appear. So, kad yitma belele moadaya arba esrei matmiya nispe. When the sun set on the night of Pesach, lele moadaya, there had been 14 sunsets until then in the month. Havi mishkiyas achamat mona lavana. So you see, you count from sunsets. You don't count from whenever the molad was exactly. So really, the calendar has to do with this moon and the sun. Whenever the molad is, and then the first sunset after that is going to start Rosh Chodesh. Period. Amr of Simon, another way to say it, bivihayu. The hayu is plural, ayadezev, ayadezev. They will be, right, read the pasuk in, by Noach, loosos al moadim. They, the sun and the moon, are going to help you out. Amr of Yochanan, vayere, vayivoker yom echad. Rabbi Yochanan says, that's the pasuk that teaches me that the entire month, erev and boker, have to be in the new month. The entire 24-hour period, the night and the day of the first day of the month has to be after the molad. Rish Shimon Lakish Amar Hachodesh Ashe Kulo Menachodesh. Rish Lakish says the whole first day has to be after the molad. So he says it a little differently than Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, but we need both formulations. Ashkachis Amar. We find Madamar Rabbi Yochanan Tzrichel Rabbi Shimon Melakish Umadar Rabbi Shimon Lakish Tzrichel Rabbi Yochanan. We need what both of them said. Why? Ilo Amar Rabbi Yochanan Vlo Amar Shimon Lakish. If you only had Rabbi Yochanan's formulation, right? That was Vayer Vayivoker. If you only had that, Havinan Amrin, I would have said, Lo Amar Ela Afila Kula Menachodesh. I would have thought that you're allowed to have a day split, pre and post molid, as long as Erev and Bo came side of the molid. Right, I would have thought that halachically you could have them in before, pre and post. That's why you have to have Reish Lakish's formulation that he says, no, kulo menachodesh. The entire day one has to be after the molid. Oh, ilu amar Reish Lakish, lo amar Reb Yochanan, if you would have had only the other formulation, havina namrin, lo amar ela yom, I would have thought only the yom has to be before the molid. But the leil, the night before, could be before the molid. You can still count it as Rosh Chodesh. That's what shows that you need both. You need both formulations to teach me when Rosh Chodesh would be. But again, as we said at the beginning, on the top of the Amud, so whatever the molid is, so the sunset afterwards starts day one of the month. So Hadron Perakim Imein Makirin. We're almost done with Kiddush HaChodesh. Right, the mystery that we'll start with next time is the next parak is all about shofar, starting from Mishnah Beis. That's why the Tiferes Yisrael says, it's been years that I have been in pain. Why the first Mishnah here of the next parak, Re'u Bezdin, is also about Kiddush HaChodesh. This is the first two prakim. And the rest of the Masechta is all about Rosh Hashanah and shofar. So why did Reb Yehuda Hanasi put this Mishnah here at the beginning of the third parak? So we'll have to start with that Tiferes Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem, next time.